Detransition, a real and growing phenomenon. A new study looks at detransition-related needs and support. Over the last few years, a growing community of detransitioners has formed online. Despite the visibility recently given to the topic in mainstream media, including a recent 60 Minutes episode featuring detransitioners and their stories, detransition is still a poorly understood phenomenon. A recent exploratory cross-sectional study aims to serve as a springboard for further academic research on the subject. It focuses particularly on uncovering the specific needs that detransitioners experience and the support, or lack thereof, that they receive. Among the total of 237 survey participants, 92% were birth-registered females. Approximately two-thirds had transitioned both socially and medically, while just under one-third transitioned only socially. The option of only medical transition was not provided in the survey responses. Among those who medically transitioned, 46% underwent gender-affirming surgeries versus only undergoing hormonal interventions. The average age of transition was 18 for social transition, 17 for females, 24 for males, and 20.7 for medical transition, 20 for females, 26 for males. A quarter of the respondents began medical transition before 18. The average age of detransition was 23, 22 for females, 30 for males. On average, detransition occurred roughly 5 years after transition was initiated, with males taking somewhat longer to detransition. The participants' decision to detransition was most often tied to the realization that their gender dysphoria was related to other issues, 70%, health concerns, 62%, and the fact that transition did not alleviate their dysphoria, 50%. Interestingly, over 4 in 10, 43% participants endorsed a change in political views as a reason for detransition. Reasons for detransitioning. Figure 1. Reasons for detransitioning, N equals 237. Vandenbosch-Yee, 2021. Most PAW. Participants reported significant difficulties finding the help that they needed during their detransition process from medical, mental health, or LGBT communities. Only 13% of the respondents received help from LGBT organizations when detransitioning, compared to 51% when transitioning. A number of participants reported negative reactions from LGBT and medical communities, and 51% of the sample expressed that they did not feel supported during their detransition. Most detransitioners reported ongoing needs related to managing comorbid mental health conditions, 65%, finding alternatives to medical transition, 65%, and coping with regret, 60%. Half of the sample reported the need for medical information on stopping or changing hormone regimens. A great majority of participants also expressed the need to hear about others' detransition experiences, 87%, and getting in contact with other detransitioners, 76%. The study highlights the urgency of providing appropriate medical, psychological, legal, and social support to detransitioners. This is the first large-sample, peer-reviewed study of the experiences of individuals who identify as detransitioners. Another study earlier this year also attempted to examine detransitioner experiences, but it used a sample of individuals who self-identified as transgender, non-binary, or as cross-dressers. That study suggested that the leading reason for their detransition was external pressure. In contrast, this most recent study of individuals who explicitly identify as detransitioners suggests a strong influence of internal rather than external factors. The marked difference in the findings between these two recent studies, both of which use convenience online samples, highlights how the choice of sample may impact study applicability. As the numbers OF transitioners have sharply grown in the last 5 years, and as transition eligibility has become far less restrictive, it is inevitable that the number of detransitioners will grow. It is vital that health systems begin to track detransition in order to better understand the trajectories of gender dysphoric youth. It is also critical that gender medicine practitioners develop treatment protocols to help detransitioning individuals with significant unmet mental and physical health needs. The full text of the publication is available here. If you would like to read more about the phenomenon of detransition, we recommend the following sources: Boyd, I, Hackett, T, and Bewley, S, 2022. Care of Transgender Patients, A General Practice Quality Improvement Approach. Healthcare, 10-1-121. nantidoa.org/tet339/healthcare101-1-21. Cone J, 2023. The detransition rate is unknown. Archives of Sexual Behavior, 52-5-1937-1952.lifetype107/1town508-26235. D'Angelo R., 2020. The man I am trying to be is not me. The International Journal of Psychoanalysis, 101-5-951-970. https://dedoi.org/hent.12085/128.81049. And Twistle, K. Debate, Reality Check. Detransitioners' Testimonies Require Us to Rethink Gender Dysphoria. Child and Adolescent Mental Health, camh.12388diet.org/cmj123800. Exposito Campos P., 2021. A Typology of Gender Detransition and Its Implications for Healthcare Providers. Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy, htitemfonfunline.com/do/ab10108/0092623x.220.186, Hall R., Mitchell L., and Sakdeva J., 2021. Access to Care and Frequency of Detransition Among a Cohort Discharged by a UK National Adult Gender Identity Clinic. Retrospective Case Note Review. BJP Psych Open, Sevix, E184. htdoi.org/10.1192/bjo2021.1ju22. 2023. Transition Regret and Detransition, Meanings and Uncertainties. Archives of Sexual Behavior. slackchat.org 10.1107 S1508 2330 2662. Levine SB 18. Transitioning Back to Maleness. Archives of Sexual Behavior for Forden Sev 1295-1300. NSDI.org/10.1701571136-9. Littman, L., 2021. Individuals treated for gender dysphoria with medical and or surgical transition who subsequently detransitioned, a survey of 100 detransitioners. Archives of Sexual Behavior, 50-8-3353-33369. https://doi.org/10.107 S1508-0216-3W. McKinnon K.R., Kia H., Solway T., Ashley F., Lacombe Duncan A., Abramovich A., and G. and Ross L.E., 2022. Healthcare Experiences of Patients Discontinuing or Reversing Prior Gender-Affirming Treatments. JAMA Network Open, 57-E222-4717. HTAP 10.1011, JAMA Network Open, 2022-24717. Marciano L., 2021. Gender Detransition, A Case Study. Journal of Analytical Psychology, 66-4-832-832-8.org/10146-68592.12711. Pazos Guerra M., Gomez Balaguer M., Gomez Porras, Tado Murillo F., Solai Izquierdo E., and Morias Ariño C. Transsexuality, Transitions, Detransitions, and Regrets in Spain. Endocrinologia, Diabetes y Nutrición, English ed. 67-9-562-25-67. htdoi.org/gendn2020.3. Roberts, C.M., Klein, D.A., Adiram, T.A., Schwe, and Hizel Gorman, E. 2022. Continuation of Gender-Affirming Hormones Among Transgender Adolescents and Adults. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, dgc-doi.org/10.2110/kleinm/dk251. Turban, J.L., Lu, S.S., Almazan, A.N., and Karaglian, A.S., 2021. Factors Leading to Detransition Among Transgender and Gender-Diverse People in the United States, a Mixed Methods Analysis. LGBT Health, at 4, 273-280. htdoi.org/10.8-20047. Vandenbus E., 2022. Detransition-Related Needs and Support, a Cross-Sectional Online Survey. Journal of Homosexuality, 69-9, 622-620. doi.org/10.18A's 0091836920211947 9.